What is up, y'all? Before we get started with today's episode, I want to let you know that doors are officially open to Show Up Real. If you want to stop being in your head about content, going back and forth of whether you are doing it correctly, whether you're doing it right, whether you're doing it enough, or saying the right things at the same time, join Show Up Real. Show Up Real is my 12-month content and community building group program where you will learn how to show up consistently without the pressure of having to do everything perfectly. Whether you're an experienced entrepreneur or brand new to content, here's what's true. Letting go of our perfectionist and people-pleasing tendencies is hard, and this program is designed to help you relieve all of it. Inside Show Up Real, you take back the funness of showing up and doing your life's work. You'll build a movement and a community that you care about. You'll spend less time in your head going back and forth on what to post. And instead, you'll create, you'll publish, and you'll move the F on. Here's what you get inside Show Up Real. You get access to 12 months of the Show Up Real curriculum. This includes on-demand live videos and trainings. Plus, we are cooking up new things come spring. You'll also get access to weekly group coaching calls where we will coach you on marketing and mindset and all things content. You'll also be in community with other badasses. You'll have 12 months access to a Slack group where you will celebrate your wins, where you can ask questions, where you can get your content reviewed and all the things. We also do challenges often. We have workshops. We have guest coaches and so much more. And you also have access to our private podcast, which you can listen to on the go and includes all of the weekly group coaching calls so you can re-listen to them and learn and grow from your peers. This program is a $2,000 investment or 4 payments of $500. If you decide to join this launch, there is a pay in full bonus where you will get 2 full years access when you pay in full. Meaning, instead of a 12-month program, you will get 24 months access when you pay in full for this launch. If you want to create more content easier while showing up as yourself and not taking all the time in the world to work on one post, join Show Up Real. All right, now let's get started with the episode.
My name is Catalina del Carmen, and I'm on a mission to put more cash in the hands of women of color. I'm a wife, mom, amiga, prima, and I happen to run a multiple six-figure coaching business. On this show, I share sales and marketing strategies that keep your business simple, your mindset focused, your bank account big, and your impact even bigger. So if you are on a mission to create generational change and you want to make a lot of money doing it, welcome to the Latinas Booked Out podcast.
What is up, y'all? Welcome back to Latinas Booked Out podcast. Today is day 2 of Cringe Challenge, and this group is already diving into so much cringe. We have a Slack channel that is happening, and it is popping. People are moving and shaking and getting all kinds of cringe. It is so, so, so fun. Doors to Show Up Real are also open, and I'm just so excited for this next round and the folks who are going to join this round, because there is so much that's kind of happening inside the group right now. If you really want to make an effort this year to get consistent with content, to stop playing the content game, to revitalize your content and really make it more authentic and unique and yours, join Show Up Real. Doors are open right now. Today's topic is so good. For those of you who go back and forth on your niche, for those of you who are telling yourself this story that you're just not sure what your niche is, or you don't know if the one you have is the right one and whether that type of niche has enough clients or enough things to talk about or all of that, this episode is for you. Today, I'm going to be talking about what content to create when you are unclear on your niche. If you are unclear on your niche, I never want it to stop you from showing up and giving value to your people. So on today's episode, I am giving you 3 steps to take to start moving and creating content, even if you are unclear with your niche. All right, we're just going to dive into this because I'm so excited to talk through these. Okay, number one, if you are unclear on what to post because you're unclear on your niche, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to start focusing on who you serve. I think so many people in the industry really want to get the niche right, and they obsess over having the perfect niche, creating the kind of perfect program like result or program promise, right? Or making sure you know exactly like what your program is known for and la 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 la. Although all of those things are important and can be important, if you are unclear with your niche, the first thing I want you to do is take a step back and focus on who you're serving. Remember who you are serving and know that just being very good at understanding who you serve, just being very, very, very aware of your people's biggest challenges and problems, that alone is such a moneymaker. That alone has so much value and wisdom in it. Anytime I feel very stuck in whether it's, I mean, at this point, I don't get drama about my niche, but I do get drama about other things, like whether my program promise is as strong as it needs to be, or if my ideal client, like if I'm not sure if I'm like helping this person or that person, those things will come up at so many phases of your business. And what I really want to challenge you to do, because this has worked for me throughout my entire business, is anytime I have that type of confusion or I'm looking for clarity in my business, I just go back to who I serve. I go back to who I'm helping. Anytime I go back there, my content becomes better. I become better. And I start thinking about them more, and it helps me not be in my business and my business problems so much. I know we all want to solve our business problems, but kind of step one to really solving your business problem is understanding that it's a problem and you need to do something about it. Because living in indecision or trying to take action from a place of not having clarity is going to typically, you're going to have the resistance, and that's normal, right? It's normal for you to have resistance when you're unclear about something and taking action. But what I really want you to do is when you do have that resistance, I want you to focus on who you're helping. Anytime you're focusing on who you're helping, it just makes your brain think less about you and more about other people and serving them. When you're in service, when you're giving, when you are helping, it's so much more fun to talk about topics. It's so much more fun to create content when you know you are giving valuable, valuable, valuable wisdom to your ideal clients. So this is always going to extract your best ideas when you're thinking about the people you serve, when you're thinking about their problems, when you're thinking about their desires. That's going to be one of the number one things I want you to do when you're unclear on your niche, but you know you still have to be creating content. All right, number two,
Inside Show Up Real, this is what you will do. You will create your movement word. So instead of needing this very specific niche, inside Show Up Real, you can have very clear marketing message without having a niche. You can have it by using a movement word. A movement word is something that we do inside Show Up Real. And what it does is it allows you to create a word that is kind of the goalpost of the work that you do. And it could be as kind of clear as you want, as specific as you want, but it could also be very general. And I've seen success with kind of all of those different types of things. When I first started my podcast, one decision I made that was so, so helpful for me is I chose a movement word. And at that time, I chose fear. I decided to call my podcast Follow That Fear. And I decided that I am going to choose one general topic and I'm going to let myself and allow myself to create content, anything under that bucket. And what happens is you start being known for that word. You start being known as the person who can speak on that. You also start thinking of different ways to help people with whatever that word is, right? So depending on like what type of word it is, if you allow yourself to create content, to give your knowledge, anything related to helping people get to that word or helping people understand your movement word, what happens is your marketing all is pointing one direction. Your movement word allows your marketing message to be clear while also giving you the freedom to play with a lot of topics. And it just makes your messaging very clear because all of the topics you talk about, all of the content that you create is pointing one direction to your movement. And what happened to me when I started really, really trusting that like I could just talk about fear and that could be my thing and it's okay and it's safe is I started becoming known for the person who talks about fear. I started becoming known as the person who people feel safe and comfortable to talk to me about fear. And this is before I was a coach. I was just talking about fear and that really kind of gave me so much permission to show up without being super clear on my niche. So that's number two. Number three, if you want to create content without a super clear niche, right? Like you are unclear on your niche and you keep going in circles about it. Of course, you could just choose a niche. But what happens a lot of the time is that instead of choosing a niche, what I see a lot of people do is they hop from one niche to the other and they go in circles and circles and circles and because they're so unsure and they feel very stuck in a niche and they feel very like constrained in a niche. And this is why I love the movement word. But here's what you really need if you're going to allow yourself to create content while being unclear on your niche. Number three is you have to allow yourself flexibility to figure it out. Here's the thing. I could have gone on here in this podcast episode and been like, here's how you choose a niche. You pick something you're great at. You pick something you've had a transformation in, and then you pick it, and then that's what you're known for. Sure, you can do that too, but you can also just choose a movement word and have a lot more freedom in your content. A lot of people who come inside Show Up Real, they either have a niche or they're very unclear on their niche. And the reason that we created movement word was for you to have the flexibility to have an overarching thing that you're known for and have a lot of freedom in what you post. But here's the thing, none of it matters, right? It doesn't matter if you are not going to give yourself the flexibility to just figure it out. At this point, I have sold many different types of coaching programs. I've sold courses. I've sold 12-month memberships, 12-month masterminds, 6-month masterminds, one-on-one coaching. I've sold so many things. And what I've learned is that you have to give yourself grace when you're selling something. The first time you're selling something, you are learning, you are practicing. The second time, the third time, the fourth time, you're still learning and growing. And I think one thing that you're going to have to give yourself a lot of grace for is just figuring it out. When you become okay with not having a perfect niche, you will see how easy it is to create content and also convert into clients. You'd be so surprised to know. When I started one-on-one coaching, I didn't know what my niche was. I knew it was business, but I wasn't really sure what exactly I help people with. But I let myself just give, just serve, just help my people. And anytime I focused on who I was serving and really solving problems for them ahead of time, I always got the business in return. So the last point here is I want you to allow yourself flexibility to just figure it out. It is okay if you are figuring out your niche. That is normal. And I want you to give yourself the space to do that. All right, I hope this has been helpful. Doors to Show Up Real are open now. If you want to create more content, if you want to create content that is authentic to you, join Show Up Real. I will teach you how to build an online community. I'll teach you how to convert through your content, and I'll teach you how to become known for your own movement. Doors are open now and they close next week. Make sure to go to catdelcarmen.com/show-up-real to find out all the information. You can just go to catdelcarmen.com and press on the Show Up Real button. But doors are open now. I invite you to join. We're also doing a cringe challenge. So if you haven't signed up, this will give you such a glimpse of what it feels like to be inside Show Up Real. So I highly recommend you joining if you haven't. All right, y'all. I will see you tomorrow for the third part of this series. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, amiga. If you are not on my email list, you are missing out on some juicy content. I share sales and marketing tips every single week. Plus, you're the first to know about new freebies and webinars and all the other things fun happening. To get on the list, sign up for my free training, How to Sell Out Four-Figure Offers. This training will also shift your mindset around what it really takes to book out your coaching business. So sign up in the show notes or on my website, catdelcarmen.com, to be added to the email list. I will see you next time. Mwah.